Hey, what's up, everybody? It's time for the Old Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit that bell on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcasting app. Let's take a good 10 minutes and advocate for a women's IC and US title addition to the main roster. So I was watching Raw, and a very good triple threat tag match happened for the women's tag team titles, where the Unholy Union came out on top. And the first thing I thought was, how many women on the roster, on the main roster, are not part of a tag team or a faction? So I went on WWE.com and I poked around through the Raw and SmackDown rosters. And it looks like, at least from the outside, that the majority of women have been placed in some sort of faction or tag team in a bid to what I would assume is keep them out of the way so that the women's world title and the WWE women's title can be competed by the few singles women on each roster. So on Raw, you have Asuka, who's injured. You have Becky, who's, you know, in flux. You have Dakota Kai, who's also injured, but she's part of Damage Control. Ivy Nile has become a big deal, but she's been placed into American Made with the Creed Brothers and Chad Gable, aka the Diamond Mind, I believe they were used to be called. Io Sky is Damage Control. I'm just running through the roster here. Katana Chance and Caden Carter are a tag team. Kairi Sane is part of Damage Control. Liv Morgan is champ. Kiana James is absent. Natalia just signed a new deal but is also absent, unless she's on NXT. I don't think she's on NXT. Lyra Valkyria has been teaming up with Katana Chance and Kate Carter. Maxine Dupree is part of Alpha Academy and in a thing with Ivy Nile. Still going. Let's see. Rhea Ripley is in the title picture. Scarlett's got a cushy gig as the silent manager of the Final Testament. Shayna Baszler is part of the Pure Fusion Collective. Sonya Deville is part of the Pure Fusion Collective. Zelina Vega is part of LWO. And Zoe Stark is Pure Fusion Collective. Let's quickly do SmackDown. Let's see. B-Fab is now teaming with the Street Profits now that Bobby Lashley is on the way out, apparently, rumors. Bayley is absent, but she's probably coming back after Mia Yim takes on Nia Jax for the title. Bianca Belair is part of a tag team with Jade Cargill. Blair Davenport's kind of floating and just causing havoc. Candice LeRae has been absent, at least on main roster TV. I haven't seen her in a bit. Chelsea Green is her own thing. Who doesn't love Chelsea Green? She's my Divas champ. She's out there just cutting promos, and that's fine. Elektra Lopez is currently just the manager for Legado del Fantasma. Indy Hartwell is somewhere with Candice LeRae. Jade Cargill, obviously, in the tag team with Bianca. Meechin / Mia Yim is now challenging for the title. Naomi is part of the three, Jade and Bianca, the Black Lady Collective. Nia Jax is champ. Piper Niven is tagged with Chelsea Green, so they're both doing nothing at the moment. Tegan Knox is nowhere to be found, potentially injured, I have no idea. Tiffany Stratton is the Money in the Bank winner, and that concludes the women's roster. So, of all the ladies I mentioned, so many, I would say a good 90% of them, are in some sort of fused collective, and thus they are firmly placed in the tag division. So if there's a threesome or a twosome, they're going after the tag titles. The women who are all by themselves, like Becky, Meechin now, Rhea Ripley, you know, Bayley, they are all competing for the top title. So my thing is, we need the women's IC and US titles. Why? If, first, let's define, at least let me define what how I view titles. I don't view titles as, some coveted prize, right? For the company, I know that they get extra, the champs get paid more and, you know, they make appearances and whatnot, at least, you know, on the world titles stage. But titles are vehicles for storytelling. If you look at SmackDown, when LA Knight won his U.S. championship, the next SmackDown, it was announced that there would be some sort of tournament qualifier to have a number one contender for his title with, Santos Escobar coming out on top for on Andrade and going after LA Knight. So that sort of tournament style thing fueled a rivalry, a match with LA Knight. It helped push Andrade into a feud, a deeper feud with Carmelo Hayes. It furthered a story. The U.S. title birthed more stories from having people compete. In the women's division now, the stories that are cropping up are either like the Ivy Nile feud with Maxine, which is a friendship breaking down, which I like, but Maxine is not in a position that she's going to be able to compete with Ivy Nile. So it almost becomes a moot point. But I like that they're, you know, framing a story with some emotional weight. Everything else is like, we're going to dominate Raw or SmackDown. Damage Control's whole deal for the past 3 years is we run whatever show we're on. That was their whole thing. And now that they're getting moved into the babyface era, it's no longer we run Raw. It's they're trying to get the tag titles and they're trying to beat the Pure Fusion Collective, who is now the big bad faction in the women's division. And their whole deal is we run Raw. They just took the playbook from Damage Control and now they're running with it. They're the new Damage Control. So you have that. You have Lyra Valkyria. I can never say that woman's name right. Who they paired with KC. I don't know if that was on purpose. I'm sure it was on purpose that both their names start with K and C. But she's been triple teaming with KC to fend off Pure Fusion Collective. Now that they've moved on to Damage Control, Lyra has been, I think, performing on Main Event, which is fine. And then the other lady, what's her name? The CEO personality, the one who would come out with a briefcase. I don't know her name. She came up from NXT. Kiana James. I haven't seen her on main roster TV in weeks. They have so many, they have a stacked women's roster, but they don't have a lot to do. So they keep pairing them off or putting them in big teams and then having them compete in like triple threat matches and you know, whatever, battle royale stuff. And then the very singular women who are going for the few titles in the division, you know, run their program and then they kind of just rotate women back into that sort of slot. So without the US or IC title for the women's division, you just have ladies sitting on the sidelines waiting for things to happen. The fact that Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair and Naomi are like in this triple team, saying all these phrases, I know people are yelling something weird at me, and not competing for gold or in a deeper story than we need our tag titles back is almost criminal. Like they're just kind of getting sidelined, I feel. So we need a deeper, we have the deep roster on the women's side. Now we need to give them something to compete for, whether that's, you know, deeper stories or the IC or US Women's Championship. So please, NXT got the Women's North American Championship. Time for the women's division to get their gold on the main roster. What do you think? Let me know in the comments. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit that subscribe button. I appreciate you. And don't you ever forget.
I'm your friend. But if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah.